Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Good evening. Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men, women, and children. It was nearly 10 years ago that a bright September day was darkened by the worst attack on the American people in our history. The images of 9/11 are seared into our national memory. Hijacked planes cutting through a cloudless September sky, the Twin Towers collapsing to the ground, black smoke billowing up from the Pentagon, the wreckage of Flight 93 in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where the actions of heroic citizens saved even more heartbreak and destruction. And yet we know that the worst images are those that were unseen to the world. The empty seat at the dinner table, children who were forced to grow up without their mother or their father, parents who would never know the feeling of their child's embrace, nearly 3,000 citizens taken from us, leaving a gaping hole in our hearts. On September 11th, 2001, in our time of grief, the American people came together. We offered our neighbors a hand, and we offered the wounded our blood. We reaffirmed our ties to each other and our love of community and country. On that day, no matter where we came from, what God we prayed to, or what race or ethnicity we were united as one American family. We were also united in our resolve to protect our nation and to bring those who committed this vicious attack to justice. We quickly learned that the 9/11 attacks were carried out by Al-Qaeda, an organization headed by Osama bin Laden, which had openly declared war on the United States and was committed to killing innocents in our country and around the globe. And so we went to war against Al-Qaeda to protect our citizens, our friends, and our allies. Over the last 10 years, thanks to the tireless and heroic work of our military and our counterterrorism professionals, we've made great strides in that effort. We've disrupted terrorist attacks and strengthened our homeland defense. In Afghanistan, we removed the Taliban government, which had given bin Laden and Al-Qaeda safe haven and support. And around the globe, we worked with our friends and allies to capture or kill scores of Al-Qaeda terrorists, including several who were a part of the 9/11 plot. Yet Osama bin Laden avoided capture and escaped across the Afghan border into Pakistan. Meanwhile, Al-Qaeda continued to operate from along that border and operate through its affiliates across the world. And so shortly after taking office, I directed Leon Panetta, the director of the CIA, to make the killing or capture of bin Laden the top priority of our war against Al-Qaeda, even as we continued our broader efforts to disrupt, dismantle, and defeat his network. Then, last August, after years of painstaking work by our intelligence community, I was briefed on a possible lead to bin Laden. It was far from certain, and it took many months to run this thread to ground. I met repeatedly with my national security team as we developed more information about the possibility that we had located bin Laden hiding within a compound deep inside Pakistan. And finally, last week, I determined that we had enough intelligence to take action and authorized an operation to get Osama bin Laden and bring him to justice. Today, at my direction, the United States launched a targeted operation against that compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan. A small team of Americans carried out the operation with extraordinary courage and capability. No Americans were harmed. They took care to avoid civilian casualties. After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body. For over two decades, bin Laden has been al-Qaeda's leader and symbol, and has continued to plot attacks against our country and our friends and allies. The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda. Yet his death does not mark the end of our effort. There's no doubt that al-Qaeda will continue to pursue attacks against us. We must, and we will, remain vigilant at home and abroad. As we do, we must also reaffirm that the United States is not and never will be at war with Islam. I've made clear, just as President Bush did shortly after 9/11, that our war is not against Islam. Bin Laden was not a Muslim leader. He was a mass murderer of Muslims. Indeed, al-Qaeda has slaughtered scores of Muslims in many countries, including our own. So his demise should be welcomed by all who believe in peace and human dignity. Over the years, I've repeatedly made clear that we would take action within Pakistan if we knew where bin Laden was. That is what we've done. But it's important to note that our counterterrorism cooperation with Pakistan helped lead us to bin Laden and the compound where he was hiding. Indeed, bin Laden had declared war against Pakistan as well and ordered attacks against the Pakistani people. Tonight, I called President Zardari, and my team has also spoken with their Pakistani counterparts. They agree that this is a good and historic day for both of our nations. And going forward, it is essential that Pakistan continue to join us in the fight against al-Qaeda and its affiliates. The American people did not choose this fight. It came to our shores and started with the senseless slaughter of our citizens. After nearly 10 years of service, struggle, and sacrifice, we know well the costs of war. These efforts weigh on me every time I, as Commander-in-Chief, have to sign a letter to a family that has lost a loved one, or look into the eyes of a service member who's been gravely wounded. So Americans understand the costs of war. Yet, as a country, we will never tolerate our security being threatened, nor stand idly by when our people have been killed. We will be relentless in defense of our citizens and our friends and allies. We will be true to the values that make us who we are. And on nights like this one, we can say to those families who have lost loved ones to al-Qaeda's terror, justice has been done. Tonight, we give thanks to the countless intelligence and counterterrorism professionals who've worked tirelessly to achieve this outcome. The American people do not see their work nor know their names, but tonight they feel the satisfaction of their work and the result of their pursuit of justice. We give thanks for the men who carried out this operation, for they exemplify the professionalism, patriotism, and unparalleled courage of those who serve our country. And they are part of a generation that has borne the heaviest share of the burden since that September day. Finally, let me say to the families who lost loved ones on 9/11 that we have never forgotten your loss, nor wavered in our commitment to see that we do whatever it takes to prevent another attack on our shores. And tonight, let us think back to the sense of unity that prevailed on 9/11. I know that it has at times frayed. Yet today's achievement is a testament to the greatness of our country and the determination of the American people. The cause of securing our country is not complete, but tonight we are once again reminded that America can do whatever we set our mind to. That is the story of our history. Whether it's the pursuit of prosperity for our people or the struggle for equality for all our citizens, our commitment to stand up for our values abroad, and our sacrifices to make the world a safer place. Let us remember that we can do these things not just because of wealth or power, but because of who we are. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. May God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America.
And that was then-President Barack Obama on the killing of Osama bin Laden. And I am honored to be friends with Navy SEAL Chief Rob O'Neill, the DevGru operator who is credited with taking the fatal shot to Osama bin Laden. And during one of our conversations once, and if you've ever seen the movie Zero Dark Thirty, the female CIA intelligence officer that really made this her mission to prove that this is where he was and force basically the CIA director, the Department of Defense, and eventually the president himself to take this action. When they landed back at their operating base after the assault in Islamabad, they had the body, put it on a gurney, brought her out to identify because the body needs to be identified by the CIA counterpart as well as their military intelligence. And after she confirmed that that was in fact Osama bin Laden, Chief O'Neill took his magazine out of his weapon that he used during that assault, handed her the magazine and said, "Thank you for finding him." Something not a lot of people know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
For all the work, years that she did trying to convince people that she was on the right trail, finally paid off. And again, we'll never know who she was. So a little inside story there. And a lot of people don't know that Chief O'Neill, Rob O'Neill, was also on the Captain Phillips mission. That's not classified anymore, so. More inside information, and I'm honored to have some of the friends that I have in this nation in regards to closure on killing that son of a bitch.
Grieve not, nor speak of me with tears, but laugh and talk of me as if I were beside you there. We still grieve. It's still hard at times not to speak of you with tears. And still hard at times to laugh. We would rather share a laugh. But with you beside us here this September 11th, we continue to celebrate your lives and your legacy. Now, we suspect that you may not be comfortable when we call you heroes, but humor us, for you are heroes, without a doubt. We know that Providence is now your peace, but pride in you is ours. Could we, had we been in your place, shown the same resolve, the same selflessness, the same astonishing valor? We wondered in those early days, was this uniquely American or uniquely you? Or a unique combination? 40 heroes, as you sit beside us here, we wonder if you are surprised that 10 years later, we are even prouder of you and even more grateful. It is not a surprise to us. We now know, as a country, that moments and people come through our lives to remind us to cherish what we have and to do all we can to protect it. 10 years on, you remain an emblem of America's great glory. 230-plus years of liberty and self-determination, demonstrated at its highest regard and at its highest cost. We know that you would expect of your country nothing less. Tragedies teach us, but they do not stop us. We are still the freest, most blessed nation in this treasured world, and we will long honor that role with the memory and guidance of 40 good shepherds. Grieve not, nor speak of me with tears, but laugh, talk of me as if I was with you there.
That was former Pennsylvania Governor Tom Ridge and Secretary of Homeland Security, where he spoke at the Flight 93 Memorial in 2011. So that's what you were hearing there. I do have some breaking news that there is reports of an active shooter at UMass Boston at this time, less than 24 hours after the Charlie Kirk shooting at the Utah University. UMass Boston has put out that UMass Boston alert, police incident in and near campus center, avoid area. They have said that there is imminent police activity that requesting a lockdown, and the Massachusetts State Police said troopers have responded to UMass Boston to an unconfirmed report of shooting on campus. Law enforcement will coordinate with campus partners and ensure the safety of students, faculty, and staff. So that's coming from the Massachusetts State Police, and unconfirmed reports of shooting. There are videos saying that there were shots fired on the UMass campus, but I'm not seeing it from law enforcement sources. There is a large police presence, I can tell you that, at UMass Boston. There are students being evacuated from different areas. There are law enforcement, like I said, a massive response of law enforcement that is massing on the area and running through the campus with their long guns and tactical gear. And the Massachusetts State Police helicopter is currently en route to the area of the alleged shooting. Boston 25 News is saying local and state police are responding to the reported shooting on UMass Boston campus. Gunfire reported at UMass Boston prompts significant police response to campus. And I'm looking at the video. There are police in tactical gear with long guns running through the streets. There are some students evacuating with their hands up, leaving the area as well. And this is going with just reports that I'm getting there. But from the Massachusetts State Police, they are saying it's unconfirmed at this time. Breaking reports indicate a shooting at UMass Boston around 3:45 p.m. today with possible shots fired near Residence Hall East Building. Boston PD and the agency has responded heavily. No confirmed injuries. Situation is ongoing, is what we're getting from local media there. NBC 10 in Boston, new details. Mass State Police say there is an unconfirmed report of a shooting at UMass Boston, and the agency is responding along with local authorities. So once I get some sort of confirmation here on what's going on, as of now, although there's numerous reports of possible shots fired, there from law enforcement saying that it is unconfirmed shots fired at this point, but there is a massive police response at this time. So if I could verify anything different from you, we will. But and again, UMass Boston has put out multiple alerts to their student population telling them to shelter in place because of an ongoing police emergency. So again, we'll monitor this for you as it's breaking. Again, 3:45, it appears to have happened, and I'm just getting the information here. Looking at some reports coming out of that they're also requesting hazmat units to the area, so unknown reason what that is for. We'll keep an eye on this and bring you the updated information as we can. It is 4:32 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show. I'd never consider myself a hero, but I've walked amongst them, and it's something to see and watch them work. An update on the UMass Boston possible active shooter. This is coming from the Boston Herald. Police have surrounded UMass Boston after reports of an active shooter, authorities say. Troopers have responded to UMass Boston to an unconfirmed report of a shooting on campus. Massachusetts State Police wrote in an X post. Law enforcement will coordinate with our campus partners and ensure safety of students, faculty, and staff. A Boston police spokesperson confirmed that to the Herald that the department had also responded to the call, which came in around 3:43 p.m. BPD officer described the scene as very active. The school itself said that there was a police incident in near campus center, and to avoid the area, earlier in its X account, it posted that there was a public safety threat in near Residence Hall, East Building. So this has been going on for about an hour now, and they have not confirmed that there were actually shots fired. So that is a good sign. But it is still a very active scene as per authorities. And UMass Boston has put out four alerts to their student body. And again, one saying that there's a police incident near the EMKI, avoid the area. The next one, which was a few minutes later, said police incident in near Residence Hall, East Building, avoid the area. Then about 10 minutes after that, they posted public safety threat in near Residence Hall, East Building. And then their recent, which is 22 minutes ago, said police incident in near campus center, avoid the area, more information to come. So those are the alerts that UMass Boston have put out to their student body and staff. And I just read you the latest update from the Boston Herald. So ongoing for a year, ongoing for an hour, the shots being fired is still unconfirmed, which is a good sign, and there are plenty of law enforcement on scene. It is 4:42 here at WILK. Time for traffic and weather.
You know, when the first tower came down that morning at Ground Zero, hundreds of first responders ran into the second building, knowing time was limited and it would come down too. They went in anyway. Thought of their loved ones, thought of their families, thought of their kids, thought of their wives, their parents. They went in anyway. The heroes on Flight 93 realized that they were doomed, but they weren't going out without a fight. In those aisles of that plane, that's where the war on terror began. Everyday Americans. No special training. They just decided not on their watch. And if you look at the children, like my own, and some of the hero firefighters and police officers who were lost that day, their children became firefighters, became police officers, joined the military to pay that service forward in the honor of their legacy. That's America. Earn it. If you would have asked me 24 years ago or 23 years ago, year after 9/11, if my own son would have been gone to war, I would have shrugged my shoulders and said, I don't know. But after this year, that's been the case. He has for this very nation we call home. It's coming up on 5 o'clock here at WILK News Radio. We'll have the news and we'll be back after that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.